is W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
He wants you to look at his word and then, oh my God, something jumps off the pages and just attaches itself to your heart. And then number two, he will speak by his spirit to you because the spirit is designed to confirm the word. That's what he was sent to do. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter, one likened unto us. The Greek word, alone, one likened unto us. And he will lead and guide you into all truth. He will testify of what I've told you. That's what the Spirit is designed to do.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Examine the Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. Starting at verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads like this, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, or rare in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time that Eli lay down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered and called not. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord. For thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood. He manifested physically. He stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Can the church say amen? I want to start a series of teachings called the Covenant Keepers, the Covenant Keeping God series. Today I want to share with you a message. How do you pull this out of this text, Bishop? Examine the covenant. You can examine your covenant with the Lord, part one and two. Both at 8 and 11 o'clock, and we have communion today. At 11, we're going to have to condense our worship slightly. We have communion, and we have baptism at 11, right after the 11 a.m. service. So thank you so much. Let us pray together. Father, I thank you for the group, the crowds coming home. As you're stirring your people through this pandemic to come back to the house of God, we're so grateful to see so many loving faces, but also see lines on the faces, which means your people are going through great strain. Even now, there's a tyrant coming into Ukraine, killing neighborhoods, blowing up babies. We're watching it right before our eyes. I don't know why the church in America still sleep. Arouse us and waken us to purpose, to prayer. To 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive sin, and heal their land. Awaken us to prayer. Awaken us to covenant. Awaken us to purpose. We will give you the praise and you get all the glory. Bind Satan, the one that attacks the people of God, especially in their mind. And Father, I thank you that no distraction can come between us and you. Thank you for establishing the covenant. You're in a covenant-keeping God. And we will give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, clap your hands again for the word of the Lord. You don't see it in the text, but one of the reasons why God is faithful to Samuel, though he did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed in him. The reason why God is so faithful to Samuel and to Israel is because he made a covenant with Israel. That even though the leader, the present leader, had lost his ability to see, and he could not hear the voice of the Lord anymore, he then moves past Eli and speaks to a child. To establish that, as I teach today with the nation of Israel, I want to establish that as I teach today that God has not forsaken his covenant as it relates to the people of God. There are five that I'm going to describe to you, and I'm going to go over these five covenants because it's essential that you know them. It's essential that you know that God has always kept covenant with his people. We're in the dispensation of grace. And we're living in a time where the covenant that we're coming underneath is called the new covenant. Please remember that. But there are five covenants that you need to know, and I'm going to teach as a pastor of this ministry so our people can be well-rounded in the word and know how God works through covenant relationships. You're not the nation of Israel. There are some things that he spoke directly to the nation of Israel, yet people that don't understand scripture are trying to tie these things to the New Testament church. The things that he spoke to Abraham, though, you need to listen to, because Abraham is the father of faith. And there are some things he spoke to Noah that we're going to look at, and you need to understand that, because it carries over to us. Like every time you see a rainbow, you need to remember the covenant of God. Glory to God. And then there's a covenant to the nation of Israel. There's a Davidic covenant. Some of the things that he tied to David also associates to the New Testament church as well. But you need to be able to explain and understand the new covenant that he's established with his people. Not like the old covenant that he wrote on tablets of stone. But Jeremiah say the new covenant will be tied to how he writes it in your heart. The finger of God will actually inscribe the law of God in your heart. I'm fascinated with 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Here we read the text, and I'll get into the meat of this part 1 and 2 on today. We see here in the passage of scripture that God speaks to a young lad by the name of Samuel. And you can read chapter 1 and chapter 2. His mother was a woman by the name of Hannah who wanted a child but just could not bear one. And she cried out to God and said, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. I will let him work in your house, and I will allow him to be raised up in the kingdom of God to do mighty exploits in the kingdom of God. And God allowed her to have that baby boy, and she did exactly what she promised. And read the second chapter of 1 Samuel, and you see her prayer unto the Lord. It's so prophetic and profound. She's more deep than preachers are. and never took a class, never sat in a theological seminary, but just based on her knowledge of God and how God allowed her womb to open up and she was able to produce the promise and give birth to it. Just listen at her heart sing before the Lord. We can preach about it for years because she describes a relationship with God that I say many people have never entered into. And she gave that boy to Eli for him to raise. We see a problem, though. Eli became very obese. He stopped working out. He started eating anything he wanted to eat. He did whatever he wanted to do. He never disciplined his sons. He got lazy in his position. And before we point at Eli, we need to point at ourselves. Because some of us have been on the job, but we're not on the job. We've been in the house, but we're not in the house. We've been in the church, but we don't support. We've been in the community, but we don't understand injustice. We've been around the way, but we don't understand the way that he's established. We don't understand man called Christ. Eli got self-righteous in his position, and a lot of leaders do that. They've been running for Jesus a long time, and they get tired on the way. The eye gets very dim, and they go to sleep while on the job. You'll see it here. And even his job was to make sure that the light never goes out in the temple. How many of us, if you were the keeper of the flame, you make sure the flame continues to burn? That's the only job you have, is to make sure the fire never goes out. Well, if you're asleep, believe me, you won't be able to tell if it goes out. Or if you're caught up with foolishness, if you don't discipline your children, you're letting the lamp go out. If you won't size up when you see an issue, if you won't speak truth to power, you're allowing the lamp to go out. Before we point fingers at Eli, let's look at ourselves. The Bible said there was no open vision. There was no one with revelation speaking at the moment. It is Eli's job to be the man that can hear from God and then speak to the nation of Israel. But he got lazy on the job. So God goes around him. He shifts right and he shifts left. Never, ever offend the Spirit of God in such a way that he shifts around you. That he says, I'm not going to deal with you anymore. I'm jumping over your house because you're just lethargic in what you do and what you say. I'm going to jump over your house and I'm going to start working with someone who doesn't even know me. I haven't even been revealed to them yet. The Bible says he began to call Samuel's name Samuel. Samuel never heard anyone like that call his name. So he believed that his leader was calling him. He gets up, walks in the room and said, sir, you called me? He said, I didn't call you, man. Go ahead and lay down. Stop disturbing me. I'm so caught up in my recliner. I got my pina colada and my stuff all around me. Don't mess with my stuff. Don't mess with me. Go and lay down, man. Stop bothering me. Get lost. He goes and lays down again. God calls him the second time. He comes back just like he was supposed to do. That's what he was trained to do. He goes to his leader and say, did you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Go and lay down the second time. It happens the third time. He goes to his leader and said, did you call me? No, I didn't call you. But the Bible says that Eli perceived. See, some of us have been with God so long, we should perceive some things. Even if it's not mapped out or if you can't hear, you should be able to perceive if God is moving in a certain direction. You should have enough history with him, enough experience with him as a covenant keeper that he will not leave us comfortless. I don't care what you're feeling or what you're going through or what you're dealing with right now. God does not leave his people alone. And so the Bible says that the man who lost his sight, the man who became obese, the man who was reclining, resting, and the light went out, he did perceive that the Spirit of God was speaking to the child. And he says, the next time this voice speaks to you, I want you to say, Lord, your servant hears you. It happened the fourth time. And Samuel answered the Lord. As Eli instructed him. Here's the danger. Eli knew the voice of the Lord, but couldn't hear him any longer. And I want to challenge some of us that have been really lethargic with our Christian faith. You don't ever want to get in a place where God speaks, but you can't hear. Or he stirs, but you're not moved. Or he awakens, but you still sleep. Or he's burning, but your light is out.
Or he's shifting, but you can't tell in his operation. You're outside of the operation and the manifestation of his glory and his operations. The Bible says Samuel could hear him, but he didn't know him. And I perceive that there's a move right now where God is speaking to people and he's talking to you in unfamiliar ways. God speaks in either one of three ways. He speaks by his spirit. Let me help you. He speaks by his word primarily. Secondly, the word is confirmed by the spirit of God. The spirit works better when you have word in you. Some people are trying to hear the spirit, but they're not studying the word. They don't sit up on the Bible teaching. They don't sit up under a teaching priest. They may be reading the Bible themselves, but the Bible is designed and it is made in a way where the spirit will work with you as you're being taught the word. God never wanted anyone to just study the word alone while in isolation. You must get into the company of the people of God, get the word in you. And as you're being taught the word, the spirit of God will confirm the word. So he speaks primarily, remember this, through the word of God, by the word of God, the word that you see every day, the Bible. Read the Bible. That's how he wants you to learn to hear his voice. Secondly, he speaks by his spirit. That's what you saw here with Samuel. He's speaking by his spirit, but Samuel didn't know the word of God. He wanted him to know. He didn't know God, know his word. So he had to move into the second dimension, which is to speak to him while he's asleep. And then the third dimension, the third way that God speaks is through our circumstance. Now, many people like to hear God through the circumstance. Somebody called me out. They didn't know me. Or I bumped into this person and that person. That's not God's primary way of dealing with you. He wants you to look at his word and then, ooh, my God, something jumps off the pages and just attaches itself to your heart. And then number two, he will speak by his spirit to you because the spirit is designed to confirm the word. That's what he was sent to do. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter, one likened unto us. The Greek word, alone, one likened unto us. And he will lead and guide you into all truth. He will testify of what I've told you. That's what the spirit is designed to do. Take the word and illuminate it. Take the word and give revelation. Take the word and give direction for your life. So if you're not in the word, guess what? You may be wandering around like one of the secular groups. You're going around in circles. Round and around we go. And God wants us to spin out of circles so we can begin to put our feet on the path and go to a destination that he's called us to. Can the church say amen? And so I wanted to make sure this is clear. Samuel heard the spirit of God speak to him. Then the Bible says, and the Lord came to him and stood before the boy. That means he manifested in physical form. He's a God of covenant. Now, I've read this many times, but for some reason that stood out to me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and laid down in his place, and the Lord came. Look at this. And stood and called as at other times. This time he didn't just speak by a spirit, but he manifested himself to the lad. And I believe we're in a season now where God has to get the work done. The work is so necessary and the time is so short. He's not waiting on me to give you a word. He's coming himself. Glory to God. He's a covenant God. He's coming to your house. He knows, oh God, he knows your house number. He knows what you're going through. He's already mapped it out at other times. He's been there many times, but as other times he came, but you didn't see him. But now, because you're beginning to hear his voice and you got some instruction, instead of saying, I got these little goose pimples and woo, I felt the spirit. You need to know God wants more than a little tingle and a little tangle and a little turn. God wants a relationship with you, and he's willing to come all the way down. Hallelujah. And stand in your presence to get your attention, because he is a covenant keeping God. And the promises that he made for you, your family, your faith, your finances, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and your great-great-grandchildren, he has not forsaken it. Long after our bones are white, hallelujah, he's still going to be working with our descendants, because he is a covenant. covenant-keeping God. Come on, shout covenant. Glory to God. Never back away from covenant. Never back away. God is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be a covenant people. Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered. Anytime you see God say something twice, he's shifting it in the word. Simon, Simon. Simon, Simon, verily, verily, I say unto you. Anytime you see God enunciate something twice, that means he's shifting it from the old and establishing something new. And here as he stands, he doesn't just say Samuel. At other times, he calls him twice, Samuel, Samuel. And the Bible said Samuel answered him as Eli instructed. Speak. For thy servant heareth thee. And I want you to start saying, and when you wake up out of your sleep and you don't know why you wake up, I want you to say, speak, Lord, because I'm ready to hear. I perceive that many of you have been awakened in the night and you don't know what to do with it. God shook you. God shook you. You think your troubles are taking away your sleep, but God is trying to get a conversation going with you. God is trying to talk to you. God is trying, I want to say blow your mind, but he don't want to blow it yet. He'll blow it as he begins to rectify your issues. But God wants to move the distractions away. He's not waiting on you to get to a Sunday morning to speak to you. He's awakening you. You went to sleep early, but he's waking you up, glory to God, because he wants a conversation with you. He wants to tap dance in your mind. He wants to walk through the corridors of your thoughts. God wants to get deeper inside of you so he can start healing you from the inside out. You've been external in your relationship, but God is trying to do something internal. Can somebody say amen? Come on, come on, come on. Give him a praise right there, because God is about to do something in you that has never been done before. Ah. I say God is about to do something in you that has never been done before from the inside out. You've been an external worker, but God is trying to do an internal work. He's trying to do an eternal work as well. This work will last for lifetimes and beyond. Because once he makes covenant, he doesn't break it for nobody. Even the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, which simply means even if you didn't do what he tells you to do, if he called you a prophet, you will die as a prophet. If he called you an apostle, you will die as an apostle. If he calls you saved, you will die as one being saved. Because whatever he's established, it can't be revoked. Glory to God. We put too much trust in ourselves and not enough trust in God. If we'll back up, sit your behind down and let God cover you, you'll see God move in your life like you've never seen him move before. But we get in the way of God, and God wants to do something in you that he's never done before. Can the church say amen? I don't know what's happening, but if you praise him, I believe we'll preach today and somebody will begin to understand that God can bust a move in your life and change things in your life. Come on, give him praise, church. You've been in the storm too long. Woo, Jesus. Let me teach. A covenant is a sacred agreement between God. Watch this, not just his people, but between God and his children. You need to start seeing yourself as God's child. And you know how if your child needed something, you could be mad with them. But if they needed something, you're going to get up out of the bed and try to help them. You know that if your daughter asks you for some water in the midnight hour and she needed some water, you may be tired. You may have just went to sleep and you don't want to do it. But if she asks you, if your son asks you for water, you're going to get up and give it to him. Sit on the side of the bed and let him drink it. Or maybe you were like, my mama, you ain't drinking tonight. You're peeing the bed. You're waiting until the morning. I'm not wiping up that pee. But my point is that we being parents, we know when our children pull that heartstring, we move, right? Well, the Bible said you then being evil. He said you're evil and you do that. How much more your heavenly Father that it has covenant? If you ask of him anything according to his will, he hears you and he will give you the petition that you desire of it. Because he's a good, good father. That's who I am. That's who you are. And I'm loved by him. I said I'm loved by my father.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Examine the Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-0608. That's reference number 2203-0608.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Registration for Vacation Bible School 2022 is open. It is time for our children to realize everyone has star power in Jesus with Shining Star 2.0. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Revealed mobile app or log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. Call in all Abishai-inspired men, including young men and boys. Mark your calendar for Bishop's birthday breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM Monthly Fellowship on Saturday, July 9th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space for Space. The cost is $25 and payments can be made at the Communication and Promotion Counter or online at truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 26th. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS 100.7 FM.